the Pult Homes blueprint building through empowerment and capital discipline. Once again, my research for the Outthinker list surfaced an under-the-radar strategy giant, PulteGroup, better known as its main brand, Pult Homes. It has grown sales faster than 90% of its peers in the last 5 years, while generating profit margins no other in its industry can match. In a housing market shaped by mortgage shocks and affordability pressures, Pult has built one of the most durable business systems in America. In preparing this piece, I spoke with David Besnos, PulteGroup's Senior Vice President, Growth and Strategic Partnerships. His insights into the company's structure, leadership philosophy, and approach to capital allocation reveal a deeper logic behind its success. Pult's resilience is not the product of luck or a single innovation. It rests on two enduring pillars: a culture that empowers people at every level and a capital strategy that transforms discipline into opportunity. Together, they form a blueprint for building strength that lasts across decades and market cycles. Culture as operating system, I was truly surprised and delighted to learn how central culture is to Pult's strategy. Construction-driven companies like Pult almost always default to process. But Pult's success begins with culture. That choice is what makes the company so distinctive. Pult's model spans multiple disciplines, including land acquisition, community planning, construction, and real estate sales. Each demands deep expertise, and in most organizations, that diversity of knowledge would require layers of process and control to stay aligned. Pult achieves the same coordination through culture. As Besnos explained, people across the company speak a shared language. When someone says first-time buyer or move-up buyer, everyone knows exactly what that means. The land people, the designers, the sales teams. It's shorthand for an entire set of decisions about location, price, and product, he said. That shared language aligns decisions across functions without the need for heavy process. It is how Pult achieves precision through culture rather than bureaucracy. And that culture began in 1950, when an 18-year-old builder named Bill Pult framed a 5-room bungalow near Detroit and sold it for $10,000. 6 years later, he incorporated Pult Homes, and by 1959, he was developing entire communities. What began as one young man's ambition to build something tangible evolved into a way of working that continues to define the company 75 years later. Build carefully, trust people, and create systems that last. At its core, Pult's business is deceptively simple: transform raw land into thriving communities. The company identifies and acquires promising parcels, develops them into neighborhoods, builds homes tailored to distinct buyer segments, and sells those homes at scale. In practice, that simplicity hides a sophisticated system. Each community represents a sequence of interdependent choices: selecting the right markets, acquiring land at the right price, designing for the right customer, and executing with operational precision. Because everyone speaks the same cultural language, those choices connect smoothly across functions. The result is consistency without rigidity, a system that relies on shared judgment instead of endless process. Miss one link and the model falters. Get them all right and Pult turns a cyclical, capital-intensive industry into a machine for consistent, compounding growth. That kind of precision does not come from process manuals or reporting structures. It comes from people. Employees describe Pult as a place where initiative is rewarded and long-term careers can grow. Many who leave for other opportunities eventually return, drawn back by the rare combination of autonomy and support. That loyalty is not accidental. Pult's leadership believes that when people are trusted to act like owners, they begin to think and perform like owners. Capital discipline, that same discipline of alignment, extends to how PULT manages capital. The trust that allows its divisions to act decisively in the field also drives how the company allocates billions in investment. Leaders are empowered to make local decisions, but every dollar still flows through a framework of accountability and return. Capital allocation is too often treated as a tactical financial decision when, in reality, it is one of the most powerful strategic levers a company can wield. At PULT, it is not a spreadsheet exercise. It is an extension of the company's culture. PULT's capital philosophy is both conservative and bold. It protects value while maintaining the flexibility to act decisively when opportunity strikes. The company has raised its dividend for 8 consecutive years, and in 2025, authorized another $1.5 billion in share repurchases. That consistency reflects confidence in its ability to generate and sustain long-term returns. This balance between shareholder return and future investment is deliberate. PULT operates as a return-based organization, meaning every major decision, whether acquiring land, launching a community, or repurchasing shares, is evaluated through a disciplined financial lens. "We have been very intentional about where we put capital," said Besnos. That consistency in land underwriting is one of the company's quiet advantages. Each parcel is evaluated through a rigorous internal rate of return framework that aligns local decisions with corporate standards. This ensures that even as divisions act independently, the organization moves with financial coherence. The result is a business that funds its own growth. Cash generated from completed communities is reinvested into new projects, allowing PULT to scale without taking on unnecessary debt. When markets cool and competitors pull back, PULT's discipline creates optionality, the capacity to act boldly when others are constrained. Pricing as innovation, the same precision that defines PULT's approach to capital allocation, also shapes how it thinks about pricing. In a market where high interest rates have cooled buyer activity, the company utilized mortgage rate buydowns and tailored financing programs as tools to make homes more attainable in an affordability-constrained market. Through the use of rate buydowns, PULT developed solutions that reduced buyers' monthly payments, which has been critical to allowing first-time homebuyers to access the financing needed to purchase a new home. The blueprint for any business, the same discipline that guides PULT's culture, capital, and pricing, offers lessons for leaders in any industry. Together, they form a blueprint for building systems that endure, a model of how clarity, trust, and precision can turn complexity into coherence. For strategists and entrepreneurs, PULT's system offers lessons that reach far beyond home building. Its success rests on principles that any company can adapt. Empower locally and align globally. Give teams real decision-making authority within clear guardrails. The result is faster action, stronger accountability, and deeper engagement. Design discipline into investment. Treat capital as both an engine and a safeguard. Consistency in capital use compounds advantage over time. Embrace pricing innovation. Pricing is a powerful but usually overlooked strategic lever. Most companies accept pricing as defined by the industry. Instead, think creatively about how to make it an advantage. PulteGroup's story is not only about building homes. It is about building an organization that endures. As Besnos put it, when you get the culture right and stay disciplined about where you invest, the performance follows naturally. In an industry defined by cycles, PULT has achieved something rare. It does not rely on favorable conditions to succeed. It succeeds because its system, rooted in empowerment, innovation, and discipline, is designed to thrive in any environment.